Welcome everyone to the Let's Talk ICP podcast. Today is our episode number 57, and today we are going to talk about AI on blockchain. We have with us Arun PM, is the founder of Elna. He's the world first on-chain Gen AI agent creation platform, where users can find specialized AI agents in many different fields. For example, you can find one AI bot or agent to talk about travel guides, fitness coach, crypto advisors, even like France tourist assistant agent. That is super cool. And yeah, it's totally on chain, built on the internet computer. This type of projects, like projects that offer like real use cases for everyone, and can improve the world and serve to humanity, it's something that I love it, and of course I'm looking forward to talk today with you, Arun. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Javier, for having me. So in short, Elna is not just a chatbot, just a startup. It's a community-driven AI agent creation platform that is completely running on chain. So to start off with, what's an AI agent? AI agent is a combination of intelligence, knowledge, and integration. So in this combination, this could more basically act as a digital version of an average human being. As you mentioned, this can be your personal social media manager, your crypto advisor, whatever it can be. So for the intelligence, we have the large language models or AI models. For the knowledge, we have the maybe custom data. Suppose you are a gym instructor, you have maybe 10 to 15 years of experience in nutrition, multiple health techniques, which are very unique to you. So this is the knowledge. To get information from the knowledge, sometimes it takes maybe years, or you need your personal assistance to have this knowledge to an information or insight to somebody. So for that particular instance, we have the large language models or AI models in the picture. So combination of this knowledge and the intelligence, we can create a digital version of human being. And then comes the integrations. So with the integration, so you can create it to a chatbot, you can make it to a automatic responding bot or a tutor bot or whatever it can be. So this is what Elna is creating. We are creating a total ecosystem where anybody can deploy any intelligent agent, autonomous agents in blockchain. Yeah, that's a quick starter about what's Elna.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, normally, yeah, before to dive in more in Elna, yeah, please introduce yourself. Who is Arun PM? How like you start in the ecosystem? How you know ICP, and what is now your role in general in internet computer?
Yep. So my name is Arun. I'm one of the co-founder of Elna. We started Elna almost, it's been almost 1 year. 1 year back, we have in the starting of ChatGPT, we plan to create something like ChatGPT. I previously had about like 2+ years of experience working with, I have done some hobby projects in ICP. My active job, I have about 10+ years experience in industrial or AI engineering deployment. I was a VP of data science in an oil and gas company. So most of my experience are mostly in enterprise level technology. And my co-founder, I do have a co-founder. He's also having an experience about like 10, 15 years in enterprise. He have worked with Microsoft, Dell, etc. And we started together to think of a solution like ChatGPT, which is enterprise ready and provide the privacy and transparency. So I thought like, so I know ICP. I have been tinkering with multiple projects in ICP. So why can't we do something in ICP? That's how it started. So you need to validate it first of all. Typically, you can't run larger programs in blockchain. Let it be Ethereum or any other chain. Any program is a combination of set of instructions and memory. And the set of instruction is very limited. In Ethereum or anything, you can only run few KBs of instruction. That's where the ICP is a game changer. In ICP, you can run WebAssembly programs that are larger instruction sets. So WebAssembly, PASM32 constructions can be run in ICP and larger memory. Now, the ICP support almost 450 GB of canister size is possible. So that is what actually taught me, like, why can't we have this on ICP? So that's how we started planning, like validating whether it is possible to do a actual machine learning platform in ICP. That was the starting. It was 1 year back.
Nice. And yeah, now the AI and in general, these AI chatbots and agents, there are a lot of competition, like fierce competition. You mentioned ChatGPT. We have also Google Bard, Bing AI, or the Grok AI from Twitter as well, among others. Like how like Elna are differentiating from these other like centralized AI platforms?
So starting, our initial problem statement was something like enterprise level. To be starting off with, AI models like large language models, which are used by ChatGPT or Brad, that's a really phenomenal game changer. The way it's phenomenal is like it is something very similar to how graphical user interface has changed the computer ecosystem. Before having this graphical user interface, people need to be comfortable with command lines and the graphical user interface bridged the gap. People were directly able to work with multiple programs, computer programs, and that's how the personal computing space entirely changed. Similar way, large language models bridge the gap between knowledge and intelligence. So from the set of knowledge, large language, it's a game changer. So coming to applications of large language models like ChatGPT, there is a very need for privacy and transparency. Why is that? Because when we starting off, we had this issue with Samsung internal data has been leaked through ChatGPT. Multiple countries were blocking ChatGPT for the basic reason like they have been using data and they can't be liable for the generation. They are not giving proper credits to the creators. So these are some of the problems which come across due to the centralization as well as the lack of transparency as well as privacy concerns. That's where this initial problem statement we had. From there, we started developing to overcome this transparency and privacy. We thought like make it on blockchain. So that's the only way we could bring the privacy and transparency in the same picture. So when we starting off, there were no other there was no other people who are trying something similar in blockchain. Now some of the there are some competitors who are working on blockchain, but still they are not actually on blockchain. They are running some services. The potential of running completely on blockchain is only possible through ICP, because others are just minting a coin and most of the services are running off the chain. So our plan is like to have a system which is completely running on chain and which is auditable because it is verifiable through the chain. So that is something which we are working on. So to start off with, there are some limitations on chain. So ICP is changing radically, like coming off GPU canisters, support for WASM32 instructions. So most of the changes are coming to chain, coming to ICP. So when these changes are there, like when GPU canisters are available on ICP, we will be able to run a fully fledged model, like something very similar to ChatGPT or Brad. We will be able to run a fully functional industrial level model on chain. Currently, what Elna is doing, we do support off the chain models as well as on the chain models. And on chain models do have limitations at this point, but our longer aim or our vision is to have a completely fully functional industrial grade model, which is completely transparent and do preserve the privacy running on the chain.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, you mentioned about exactly transparency, privacy. This is important, right? Because we don't know. This is the beginning of AI in general, at least like for the last 2-3 years that starts all the ChatGPTs and all the AI programs. My question here is like, why do you think it's important, right? Because we don't know exactly all the data, all the things and information that we put in our ChatGPT. They can use it against us, right? They can, it's similar to the Facebook, similar to like social medias, like centralized social media, that you can share your videos, your pictures, you can share it all your life, and they can use it to sell it to third parties. They can use it to, send you promotions or advertisements, but that maybe you don't want it. For this one, it's even worse, right? Because it's like, basically you can ask anything, right? And maybe the systems, these ChatGPTs or centralized chat bots or AI bots can get all this information, right? And storage all this information about you. And who knows, like maybe they can clone you in the future. Maybe they can. That's so scary, right? And I would like to know your opinion about why like build this type of AI platforms totally on chain, where users have their own data, their users have their control and everything. It's super important, and maybe people, they don't understand now, but literally, or I am 100% sure, like in 5 years, everyone feel like scary about, you know, share all these questions, maybe personal questions, or maybe, you know, like professional questions, that then the big corps or big centralized AI platforms can use against you, right? What is your opinion about this?
Yeah. So let it be a industrial application or a personal application, or let it be a casual application. So data is very important. How your data is being used. Here, how we planning to implement it, and I will give you a short picture on how we plan to implement. Here we have the models which are trained on general purpose data. Obviously, ChatGPT has their own models, so Brad, they all have their own general purpose models are there. And along with that, you will be supporting with your personal data. So these data, this can be personal. So this can, as a creator, this can be your critical data. If you are a doctor, your particular knowledge on something, that's very critical. As a creator, this knowledge is yours. You have the complete ownership of your data. And if you're creating something for your personal use, that particular personal data is very vital for your, that those are your privacy, that are really related to your privacy. And these, those kind of private information, are, you don't want this to be public. So creating this data, you need to preserve two things. The one thing is that whom this data is going to and how this is being accessed. How we solve this problem is like, we create independent canisters where we store this user data. You call it vector databases. So in order for the large language models or integer models to access this data, we need multidimensional data representation. For that, we use vector databases. And these vector databases are stored in the user canisters. To give a heads up to people who are coming outside the IC ecosystem, in canisters are computational blocks in ICP, Internet Computer Blockchain. In the computer blockchain, these computational blocks is able to store data as well as set of instructions. Here, we run our, Elna in multiple canisters, in our canisters, and the user data could be the particular set of information which are uploaded by the user. And all this user data is stored in the user's canister. I mean, the canisters or the computational blocks which are owned by the user. So it is auditable by the user, like who is accessing the data, how it is being accessed, and user has the complete access to this information. If user can be a normal user using for a public agent, or this can be an enterprise level user who is very critical about their data. And this is verifiable and auditable, and user have the complete control of data. If you want to delete the data, you can directly click on data. And he is also able to understand who is accessing these kind of information. So that's how we are solving the privacy and transparency, bringing the privacy and transparency to existing AI agents.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. And the model that you mentioned, the independent canister, it means it's one canister per user, or you have like a bunch of users in one canister? Like what is exactly, like you mentioned, the independent canisters for that, for the back to databases? It's like you use these individual canister per user?
To give a picture, I will just go and I need to explain a brief description about the infrastructure of Elna. So Elna is not just a platform where we are creating the tools and people could choose which are being deleted, like created by us. We are trying to have it as a community-driven environment where developers could list their own tools. For example, if you're creating a custom model, you'll be able to list this model in Elna. You can list your models, you can list your inference engine, your custom vector database, or any AI tools can be listed in Elna. And this will be more like when the creator, a user, try to create an agent, he will be able to choose from multiple available set of models and data which is available in the system. And the developer could directly monetize these tools through Elna. So the creator can directly pay to the developer. In this particular system, as answering to the specific point, these will be hosted, this can be hosted by the developer or by Elna. And these tools, so this can be inference engine or the machine learning models or inference engine vector database, and these tools can be hosted by the developer or by Elna. And the data, and for the particular data, the user data or user vector database, it is created with the help of user, the user wallet is being used to create a custom canister. I mean, the private canister, which is managed by the user, created by the user. And that particular canister, we store the user private information as well as user data.
Okay. Yeah, I can understand. Okay, like the way that you create these AI agents is hosted by developers or hosted by Elna, but then all the user data is integrated in a private canister. It's not integrated with the canisters like you that you like storage or host the bots, right? That the developers can monetize these bots, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
The developer can monetize these bots, and also the creator could monetize these bots.
Okay.
Suppose you are a max teacher, you could create a custom bot with the information you have. You can create a custom mathematics agent for third grades, and you can actually monetize these to parents. And you will be directly getting the royalty for usage of this particular agent. And also the developer will also be getting the part of this for the usage of his particular models. And Elna will also charge a smaller percentage for the platform fees. So this will be completely transparent. Compared to other centralized ecosystem, where I don't know how the developers get the direct monetization of their work. Mostly it can be open source or closed or whatever it may be. This is not transparent. What is its usage? How they are getting paid? Here, it is completely transparent because it's completely on-chain. It is verifiable. You will be directly getting paid for how much it has been used, and directly paid directly to the developer. Rather, there is no middleman. The developers are able to directly monetize their skills and create a direct end-to-end product on-chain. So we are bridging this gap. So here we have the developers who are working on blockchain, who are working on AI, and here the users who want to create any creative applications. So we bridge the creators as well as developers all together to create an ecosystem where we could seamlessly create and build decentralized AI applications on chain. So that's what.
And how you can make sure like these bots that developer create, you know, to monetize, these bots have the whole information, right? You mentioned about math, or you mentioned about stats, or you mean whatever, right? How I know, like, okay, this bot that is created for this developer, you know, and I mean, like, if I'm part of the Elna, you know, like, how you can track, okay, this bot is okay, or maybe this bot is fake, and they are giving like fake information. How it works exactly? I'm curious because imagine it's like a developer, like malicious developer that create a bot in Elna that try, you know, to get sensible information or try to like the users. How you can manage this?
So that's a very critical question. Like in blockchain, we want everything to be open and without any restrictions. Coming to AI models, there are something called guardrails. So the AI models or anything won't behave it won't be behaving rational, or it should be behaving rational rather than being it shouldn't say any racial or descriptions, or it shouldn't basically give any dangerous information through the model. So there are some guardrails or set of rules which are set on it, and we cannot like judge the performance of any models. It is completely up to the creator how these models are up to. It may be with respect to the data which has been used to create the model. It will be with respect to the prompt which have been used. So we won't be able to judge the individual agents, but there is a rating system in Elna, very similar to maybe the Play Store or the App Store, where users will be able to rate these agents. So that is there. Beyond that, we don't enforce any control over the creators like this, this or that, but there will be guardrails to protect the large language models from putting any dangerous information. Other than the dangerous information or explicit information, the creator part, we won't be putting any restrictions to the users.
Okay, but yeah, the rating thing is important. You can check exactly, okay, this bot is used for 3 million users. If they have like 5 stars or whatever, and maybe you can with opinions or something like that. And maybe others is like, okay, this is only used for 3 persons. Like they have one rate or 1 star for the score or whatever is the way that you are going to put these ratings. But yeah, makes sense because you can, continue with the transparency. You are not doing anything. You are not like, ban anyone, but the community can vote. Okay, this is a good bot. This is a bad bot. And that's something like, yeah, if you want to get also the rewards, right? Or start to get some, monetize these bots. Of course, you have to be like, you have to create a good bot, right? That are also useful for everyone. That's so interesting. And I'm curious, like we have a lot of specialized agents. What is exactly the difference between one agent, for example, ChatGPT, that is not like a lot of different agents and specialized agents? For example, if I try to search, imagine I'm from Spain, I love wines. I can create one bot related with Spanish wines that give us, okay, this is the origin denomination, this is the regions, this is the best wines, whatever. It's like, it's more specialized or have like more information compared with like, Grok AI or Bing AI or ChatGPT or whatever, other AI chatbots. What is exactly the value here? Of course, the centralization transparency, that is huge, but is any other... because I assume if there are like specialized bots or specialized like AI chatbots, is like these AI bots can give us more information, right? Not only like the surface, also like, okay, I want to dive in more exactly in Spanish wines. What is the wine? Where is the wine jar or what is whatever, right? How is the difference here? It's like the bots can give me more information if I search any type of info or how it works.
So make it simple, agents are more like the application level of large language models. So there are large language models like GPT there. This is something written over the ChatGPT. Suppose you need to create a personalized social media manager for you. What does a social media manager do? He will be managing your Twitter account or maybe Instagram account. He will be putting posts which are aligned to your views and your personal life. So they need to have your personal information. ChatGPT don't have your personal information. Maybe your career, your CV, all your personal information. If you're an actor, the movies you have acted or which are the coming movies, all these things are your personal information. That's something something you give to your social media manager. So you will talk to your social media manager that this is my profile, this is how the post should be going, and these are the things which need to be done, and you need to post every 5 p.m. every day. Those are something rules which you give to your social media manager. So here we create an agents are something like an application level of large language models where you could actually integrate it to you can create an agent and you can give the prompt like, you act like a social media manager for me, and these are the things which you need to do, and these are my personal information. You're able to upload your personal information. So these are called your knowledge. So we have the intelligence from the large language models. And second, we supply the knowledge. And in the knowledge here, it is a personal information. You supply all your personal information. Along with that, you give the prompt. This is how you should respond. If somebody is messaging me on Twitter, this is something you need to reply. This is how you have to continue the conversation. So all these things, you can write it in plain English without any zero programming knowledge or zero code. You could directly write in plain English, this is how you should respond to messages and everything. And third part is the integration. So we do provide integration tools to multiple tools, like let it be Discord, let it be Twitter, or whatever it may be. You can directly integrate it to any of the social media platforms. So on the combination of this intelligence, knowledge, and the integration to social media platform, this create like a digital version of your social media manager. So that is an agent. So similarly, this agent can be anything on everything on your imagination. For instance, we have one of our first customers is Sonic Dex. That's a Dex working on existing on ICP. So we have been using agents to manage their support tickets. So whenever there is some queries come into picture, we have trained the bot with all the previous tickets or the issues which have been resolved. So this bot actually knows how most of the common issues are there, what are the solutions. Suppose I have done this transaction and it is the token is missing from my wallet. So you need to do this and you need to do that. And these are checks which you need to do. So those kind of a first level of problem solution can be done completely by the bot. So rather using 100 people for support, you could actually reduce the number of bots because the initial conversation with the user can be done easily by the AI agents. So these AI agents are more like an application level for the ChatGPT or kind of solutions. So at one more small point is like an agent, basically the terms which we use. The terms which we use for in medicine will be entirely having an entirely different meaning in legal, or it can have a very entirely different meaning for accounting. So we may use the same language or same words, but this can mean different in different context. So that is where we need unique models. We need unique knowledge set, and we need unique multiple different set of unique tools and capabilities to have working for multiple applications. So that we are having the next generation of AI, large language model or large language model application. So you can simply call the GPT the next level of GPT, next generation of GPTs, where this will be the application level.
Yeah, like Web3 GPT.
Yeah.
Would be. Yeah. Nice. Sounds super interesting, Arun. And that's something like, yeah, I think it's a next generation, as you mentioned, of AI. That's amazing. Let's talk about the SNS, because I know you are you and your team are trying to, Elna now is live on SNS. It's trying to become a DAO on the internet computer with its own token. It calls Elna. Of course, users can submit proposals. Everyone knows how it works at DAO, I think. SNS is an evolution of this DAO, that we have a lot of different projects. And now Elna is trying to be there as well. Basically, now you have 539 participants. Direct commitment is, if I'm not wrong, is 51,873 ICPs, and the minimum direct commitment is 120,000. You are almost in a half of this goal. Deadline is 6 days, 21 hours. But we know how it works, SNS, right? Like I saw before, like a lot of projects that in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, rise like more than $1 million. And exactly the minimum direct commitment, if I'm not wrong, now with the price of ICP is roughly 1,800,000 USDs. That I think is totally achievable. Let's see, because normally, as I mentioned, the SNS in the last 24, 48 hours, or even 3 days, is like pushing a lot, and people start to see like, you know, all the amazing things that projects do, and then trust on them and put the money. I will try to be honest, because I think it's a good timing to post this podcast as soon as possible, you know, to also promote this amazing project, I think. Yeah, basically, what is here, like you have a premium feature as well. What is the business model? It's like a nonprofit startup. You mentioned about monetization. We can discuss after this question about the SNS question. We can discuss like how works exactly the royalties or the monetization. But I'm curious, like what is the expectations for this SNS? Why is important become a DAO for Elna? And what is you know, your thoughts on that? We have a week. You know, like almost a week, 6 days, 20 or 21 hours, almost a week. Yeah, tell us more about this SNS process.
To start off with, why a DAO? We know about the chat, OpenAI stuff. OpenAI was started as a not-for-profit organization with Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, and everyone. But how it came to what we see right now, have become a centralized, terms they use, like profit capped or whatever. It is not a not-for-profit or open organization. Code is not open source, it's not transparent. It is completely being a centralized organization. It is mostly owned by Microsoft. Why that happened? Because it is the ownership or the core ownership or core philosophy has changed because it is controlled by few. That was the main reason. Like, if you're creating something revolutionary and which has a huge potential for human mankind, we need to make it open public. Then only we can have the true potential of this particular technology. So that's why we need to make it a community-driven approach for Elna. Elna, from the vision itself, it's a community-driven decentralized AI solution. And that's where we need to have a decentralized solution. For as I mentioned before, there are multiple we need to make our code is completely open source. We need to state open source, and whatever technologies we develop, we need to make it open for the public. And beyond that, there are a set of rules which the restrictions, like guardrails. So what are the developments, or what are the restrictions which we may need to make into platform, or how the development should go. And all these things shouldn't be managed by few, or should be controlled by a few people, because this has a huge potential, or a community impact is there. For the same reason, we need to have this bring as a decentralized organization. In a purely decentralized organization, every changes in the every ownership of the product, from the ownership to the every decisions, are made by the community through proposals. And there are multiple ways a DAO can be implemented, like multiple chains are trying. But ICP is the only chain which we have a well-defined infrastructure, not just writing proposal, but the control of the canisters, from the control, development, and everything. We have SNS. ICP has NNS, and they have open source the NNS to SNS for DApps. Here, the code is open source, and all our codes which are on canister, the control of the canister goes to the SNS. And whatever we do, like what are the maybe the guardrails or any of the development, the future development, everything is completely dependent on SNS and through proposals. Even if taking the whole capital is going to the treasury, SNS treasury, and the future development and everything is completely gone through proposal. Not just us. So, for example, it is not just us who will be doing the development. Maybe we may be the founders, but we are not the critical part of the the DApp. So the community is the critical part. So community have the complete ownership of the DApp. So what in the future, what are maybe the decisions which need to be taken, and how the development have to be done? If somebody who is better than us in creating the product, he can actually write a proposal to develop his own a way of implementation of multiple stuff. So that's the beauty of the DAO as well as SNS ecosystem. So that made us to make everything public and go to SNS. It's a lot to lot of things, data points to say, but in short, that's a main reason LNI is going for SNS.
Yeah, no, make totally sense, to be honest. In your case, in the LNA case, be like a DAO for sure. And what is the business model here? Like we mentioned before about the royalties, how like creators can monetize these bots, creating different, or developers can monetize these bots. How it works exactly, this monetization and these royalties, and then if Elna like gets some small percentage, to of course like pay the team and continues building, and how is exactly this royalty model works? Or I don't know if it's something like is planning for the future or is already implemented. Basically, can you explain us more about this circle or this business model for Elna and also for the developers and the users that won't create their own bots?
So while brainstorming about the different monetization models, obviously we'll be using cryptocurrency for all the in-app transactions and everything. But one critical issue is that when we use the main token, the Elna token or the ICP token, is that the price of the token varies time to time. So it can go up to 10x, and it can go down to like 1 to 2%. So we don't want the dynamics, the market economics, to affect the platform. So there is a beautiful way of implementing this. We have cycles similar to, in ICP, they have cycles which is derived from ICP token. Similar way, we have a secondary token called Elixir. So you will be able to, Elixir. You will be able to burn Elna to have Elixir. And Elixir is similar to Cycle, will be used for all the in-app transactions, creating the agents, monetizing the agents, the usage of tools and multiple things will be completely dependent on Elixir. And the platform fees and the, all other things which are like which we are actively working. Currently, the platform is completely free. That is something like the economics we are actually working on. How much percentage we, should we charge for the platform fees? And the beauty is that this will be through proposals only. So in the future, like people can actually vote a proposal for how much this should be allocated and how the fees should be managed. So this everything will be managed through the DAO. So that's the beauty of this. And the other part regarding the how much cost, the royalty the developer will be charging or the creator will be charging for the users to use their bots, that also completely relates with the user. So user has a complete control. For example, I'm creating a medical large language model. I'm hosting it on ICP. I could charge, like I would say for each word generation, there'll be 2 Elixir. It is 3 Elixir. That completely depend upon the user. And here, what come?
Who pay these Elixir?
There's a two monetization models are there. One is that if I am making a agent for my website or for my users, suppose it is like a customer support agent. So it is my it is solving actually my problem. So it is my responsibility to run the agent. So I will be paying for the agent. When the user use this agent, customer support bot, which is created by Elna, which is running on my website. So this customer support is running on my website as a chatbot, and I'll be paying for this agent. So when I pay to this agent, so in the different components of this agent, there is multiple tools. So some of the tools might be developed by a developer, and he'll be charging maybe one Elixir for each word generation or something. That depends. And for example, for the deployment of agent, there's 1 Elixir platform fee, and he's using 2 developers. There's a LLM model, which is designed by a developer A, and there's a tool which is developed by a developer B. So he'll be paying directly to this developer and 1 Elixir to Elna platform. And he'll be completely paying from the one who is using the bot will be his users. The users which are on his website will be using the bot, but one who is paying is the creator. That is one type of monetization. And there's a second type of monetization is that user will be paying for usage of the bot. Suppose that's one example. There's a personal, this is a fitness bot, which is created by somebody who is working on the fitness industry for maybe 10 to 5 years. He has his own private information, his own data, or maybe you are a max tutor. So you are creating an agent for third grades to understand about multiple mathematical techniques. Or you have your own unique methods. So you will be charging from the user. So the parents will be paying for this usage of this particular tool. So there are 2 methods. One, the creator will be paying. And the second part, the creator get paid by the user who is using the bots.
Yeah, maybe it makes sense more the second way, right?
Yeah.
Where the users pay, right, for use these exactly specific bots. Maybe some bots, they don't need it, that is free, but maybe as you mentioned, like for math class maths or something, if someone have like a specific way to teach or way or whatever, right? Maybe they make more sense that the users pay, you know, like similar, like a premium ChatGPT or premium Grok AI or whatever. And then, yeah, that's interesting because in cycles, you cannot convert, you can convert ICP to cycles, but it's not return. You cannot speculate with cycles return to ICP. In that case, I assume you can do it, right? Because you can transfer Elna to Elixir. And then with this Elixir that is for the revenues or for the royalties, how you can cash out this Elixir? You have to convert again to Elna, and then with Elna, you can convert in ICP or fiat or how it works the process. If I have Elixir, how I can monetize and have like money, real money?
Yeah. So there'll be liquidity pools. We'll be creating liquidity pools in multiple exchanges where people will be able to buy Elixir or buy Elna. Suppose I need capital, so I will be converting Elixir to Elna. And I can more like And we are actually discussing with multiple DEX as well as centralized exchanges for listing of ELNA. So they could directly go to any of the centralized exchanges or decentralized exchanges, and they could convert ELNA to fiat or whatever cryptocurrency they are planning to. They can convert it to ICP or whatever currency they can convert. And if they want to create an agent, they could. There are two ways. One way is like they can burn ELNA to Elixir, or they can convert. They can use any of this app, like any of the liquidity pools, to swap ELNA to Elixir.
Okay. Makes sense. And now the process, the project is in is live, or is a version like beta or something, or all these aspects that you mentioned is already implemented, the monetization, liquidity pools, and all this stuff, or what is now the process?
So we initially started us with the validation of this product. We had a small implementation initially, and now we have a completely on-chain vector database. We support off-the-chain large language models and as well as on-the-chain large language models. The problem with on-the-chain large language models is that currently we don't have support for graphics GPUs as well as larger instructions in ICP. So this will be supported very soon. So after the support of GPUs as well as larger instruction set, we will be able to run larger models like Llama 2 or anything on chain. But currently, most of the users are using off the chain large language models. But the data, which is completely running on our own vector database, that is on the chain.
You mentioned about
the infrastructure, user management, prompt engine, that is all completely development that is running on chain. And all the code is open source as well. So people could actually see the code, which is on GitHub, it is open. And even like anybody would like to contribute also, they can also contribute to this project.
Nice. That's cool. Okay, just to finish, let's talk about you know, the team, partners, roadmap. What is how many people are working now in this project? What is the team exactly behind ELNA? If it's only you, or you have also support from other developers, and then the partners that you have, you mentioned Sonic. I assume other DEXs as well, IC Lights or IC DEXs, Infinity maybe. I don't know. If you can dive in more in that. And also the last thing, what is the roadmap after the SNS, if it's successful or if it's not successful, what is the next steps for ELNA? Yeah.
Initially for the validation, I started development from my side. Then I had my team initially. We have done a small liquidity pool. So LBP, we had an LBP in Sonic in August. It was almost 6 months back. And after that, we have a 6-member team fully working for ELNA. And we do have like 3 or 4 members who are working part-time. And the 6 members, that includes front-end, back-end, machine learning engineer, UX designer, marketing, operations. And these members are fully working for the past 6 months. And our plans, one will be the listing of tokens. So whether we go for SNS or not, we'll be listing our LBP tokens, which are already minted. We will be converting this LBP token, post SNS, we'll be converting this LBP tokens to, we'll be giving 1:1 to all the current LBP holders. And post SNS, we will be, as soon as the SNS is completed, we'll be listing it on all the major DEXs in ICP. That includes Sonic, ICP Swap, IC Lighthouse, all the DEXs we'll be bringing sufficient amount of liquidity in all the DEXs. And also post Rosetta update, we'll be listing on all the major exchanges. So we already been talking with multiple exchanges, market makers, as well as PR organization to have this on chain and have this on centralized exchanges and have this visibility. Coming to the product roadmap, currently we have the early beta version, which is running. Post the possibility of GPUs, we'll be able to run a complete model on the chain. Currently, we are running models which are running off the chain. After post GPU as well as instruction set update, we will be running models on the chain. And our near milestones, like the first one will be the marketplace where people will be able to monetize their models. So that's our first roadmap, which will be coming in the coming 2 months, where the user will be able to monetize their agents on ELNA marketplace. And after that, we are working on the developer ecosystem where developers could list their tool, so that the creators could use these multiple models, as well as they could list any other tools, let it be data or let it be inference engine or whatever it may be. We will be creating this developer ecosystem that will be live in the Q3 or Q4 of the 2024. So those are the two nearby milestones. After that, we'll be creating tools, we'll be doing integrations with multiple chains, multiple tools, integration with maybe Discord or whatever tools, that's all in picture. So our final lane will be a completely autonomous agent, which is running on chain, which is very verifiable, auditable, testable, which is not just can be used for private use as well as enterprise level usage. We have been talking with multiple customers. So one of our active customers is SonicDex. We have been working with multiple users which are on ICP or in multiple chains, in Web2, as well as even working with hardware companies. So one of our, to give an example, so one of our company which we are actively talking is, they're making humanoid robots. So we are connecting Elna agents to these humanoid robots where people could actually write agent or write the characteristics of an agent. These humanoid robots could be your support assistants. So they can move, they can talk, and the character, how they should behave, and everything can be created on chain. And this agent will be directly connected to the humanoid robots. So those kind of multiple applications. So me and my partner, Amit, we have been working for decades in enterprise level, include oil and gas, logistics, asset management, and all these government organizations. We have been working with government organizations and multiple other customers. So we are planning to have those applications implemented on, we try to bring this trust and security from the government, from maybe companies like oil and gas, enterprise technologies to use ICP blockchain and use decentralized AI systems for their applications. So many of the enterprise users is very skeptical towards blockchain. And even my previous experience, I have been working with oil and gas companies. So they're even very skeptical using cloud. So they need everything on-prem. They're very concerned about their data privacy and how it is being used. They have this multiple compliances, a large set of compliances for the usage, especially for the data as well as usage and all. So these compliances and start from GDPR to all other compliances, which can be implemented beautifully on the chain. And compared to other chains, ICP has the flexibility of running larger instructions, a larger amount of data. So that are something of our like long-term vision or continuous development, which we'll be working towards.
Okay, yeah. Arun PM, yeah, that's incredible. I'm enjoyed a lot, you know, work talking with you today and diving more in Elna. Yeah, it has been like a pleasure. I think the community and the Let's Talk ICP audience will enjoy a lot of this conversation. I think we dive in different topics about what is Elna, you know, and everything related with AI and the future of this amazing project. Yeah, do you have any your last thought, something that you want to share with the community before wrapping up?
We may be in the early stages of decentralized AI. Multiple companies are coming into picture, but the future, like after the post, there are multiple technical challenges. We may have these technical challenges at this point, but eventually we can cross these challenges and decentralized AI will be the future. Here, you can check multiple companies here in Fetch AI or multiple. Recently, you can see the recent funding in the decentralized AI space called Fetch AI. They are being valued for more than, they have a market cap of about more than 2.8 billion. And the scope is immense. Currently, Elna is coming. If you look at the market cap, if we achieve the minimal goal, it is just 6 million. 6 million usually, that is just the minimum cap of Elna at this point. Maybe it can go up to 10 million. And the potential of growth of Elna is immense. And the reason which we are going to SNS at this early point is that we want to make this a community-driven project where we don't want any like private investors or anybody have this complete control of our ecosystem. We want to make it a complete open community-driven and run by the community. So that's the main course in Elna going to an SNS at this point.
Amazing. Yeah, we will post as soon as possible to have enough time, you know, 6 days now to people like, you know, invest in this amazing project. Build it on ICP. That is, I'm so proud that, you know, we are attracting talent people, top-notch developers to build these fantastic projects. Thank you so much, Arun PM, for your time. Arun is the founder of Elna. It has been like a pleasure to talk with you. Yeah, see you soon and all the best for this SNS launch. Yeah, in let's see if it's a successful SNS, and yeah, happy to contribute more and support you in this project, whatever you need. We are here, of course, not only personally for the Let's Talk ICP podcast, also as a co-founder of the ICP Hub Canada and the US. You have our full support to promote Elna in North America.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, David, to having me on this ICP podcast. And this is the first time we are talking with a crowd from Canada and US, and really happy to have me on. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.